Now, we're opening our Bible today at the book of Acts, chapter 24. We're going to read from the opening verse. And after 5 days, Ananias, the high priest, descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence, we accept it always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also hath gone about to profane the temple, whom we took and would have judged according to our law. But the chief captain, Lysias, came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come unto thee by examining of whom thyself mayest take knowledge of all these things, whereof we accuse him. And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, "Forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in their synagogues, nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Now, after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings, whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before thee and object if they had aught against me. Or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called into question by you this day." And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, "When Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter." And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister to come or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound.
Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher, calling all Canadians back to the Bible because God has given us the remedy to sin and hell in His own Word. The Bible is really a book about God's recovery mission to save sinners from the gates of hell. It is the greatest love story ever told on how God has set His love upon lost souls who are headed for the pit of hell to lift them up to salvation and eternal life in heaven. You will find in the Bible that God is the prime mover of man's salvation. God is not the horrible monster that some may think of. God is not seeking to find ways to damn souls in hell. He is not blindly sitting in judgment, seeking to find the first opportunity to sentence a soul to eternal condemnation. Rather, the Bible tells us of the true and living God, who is moved in great compassion toward men's souls. Even though He is offended at man's rebellion to Him, whereby men shake their fist at God in defiance, saying, "We will not have this man to rule over us," still, God is moved in sovereign mercy to seek and to save the lost. This truth permeates the Bible through and through. The people of Israel were recovered time and time again from their backslidings and judgments. The Lord Jesus spoke of the lost sheep and how the good shepherd leaves the 99 and goes after the lost one. He also told the parable of the prodigal son and how the father saw him afar off and went running toward him to receive him again as a son, not as a servant. That repentant son was lavished with kisses, given a ring, a cloak, and then a feast with music and dancing was held to welcome him home. It was the elder brother who refused to go into the feast. His pride kept him out. His hardened heart kept him cold towards his young brother, who was repentant of his waywardness. The elder brother was like the Pharisees, who were notoriously quick to judge and condemn. But how different is the Lord? Our Lord Jesus demonstrated His compassion for souls throughout His life of ministry. He lifted up the fallen, He healed the sick, He raised the dead, and returned them to their families. He touched the lepers and gave hope to the least and to the last. God is a God of grace. He moves to save us freely without a cause. That is, God does not save us because of our goodness, but despite our sinfulness. The reason for God's mercy is in God's heart, not man's. The thing that befits sinners for salvation and God's love is their confession of sin. Jesus said He was not come to call the righteous, but to save sinners. Once you see yourself as a sinner in God's sight, you are a true candidate for mercy. Because God delights in mercy. His great heart is an infinite reservoir of pity towards sinful men and women, boys and girls. Let these two Bible texts prove the point. John 3:16, firstly, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." And then Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What do you think of those two Bible verses? Hence, we need the Bible. Men will fume and foam against the gospel while they are strangers to the goodness of God, whose heart is full of mercy to men who are perishing in sin. You need to read the Bible to learn the full extent of God's love for your soul. You will never know the love of God for you until you go to the Bible and read it as a love letter to fallen men and women. It is God's invitation to restore you, your soul, and lift you up one day to heaven. Hence, I give again my Bible challenge. You will discover for yourself that God is truly of immeasurable grace. Such is the God of the Bible. So go to the Bible, read John's Gospel, and then read the book of Romans. It'll take you about a month of careful, prayerful reading. And I assure you, it will change your outlook on the nature of God. And may the Lord save you and bless you through his word. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher, and I hope that you have been encouraged through this call back to the Bible. There's no other place to go. There's no other authority for our hope and faith. There is no place whereby we will learn the gospel. Whether we read the Bible ourselves or have someone read it to us or go to an audio book where we have the Bible read or in church. It's the Bible. That's the authority for the Christian. It is God speaking directly to men. Otherwise, we're going to get our religion secondhand. And if you're going to call yourself a Bible Christian, you need to go back to the Bible. Today we're looking at the book of Acts again, and we're coming to our message on Paul the Apostle standing before Felix, fearlessly preaching the gospel to a man in all his need. May the Lord bless you today.
Amen. Today our text is really this response of Felix to the preaching of Paul the Apostle, and it is that Felix trembled. Now, when any preacher goes to a congregation preaching for a call or seeking the approval of men, he will naturally want to put his best foot forward or his best sermon forward, and he would be enticed to preach those things that are favorable unto men. Well, Paul the Apostle was not of that ilk. And instead of placating, instead of trying to bring something that would be man-pleasing, he stood before Felix, and we see him lean over the podium as he was given opportunity to speak. And as he gripped hold of that, he leaned over and he said to Felix, "I have something to say to you, because before we preach the gospel, we must use the yardstick of the law so that you can comprehend the breadth and the depth of God's love." And so he announced his text and his words, and he preached unto Felix righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Now, Felix was guilty of every one of these things. And Paul was being very faithful to this man, very faithful to his soul, and warning him about the sins that were in his life and that he needed to get right with God through the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And I come to you today, and I seek to be faithful to the Bible and to your soul. And as I preach the gospel, the good news that Jesus saves, I must also use the same yardstick, because as sin stuck to Felix like wet mud, Sin is abounding today, and sin is destroying so many souls, and I fear that it might be destroying your soul also. And so I beg of you to follow along as we come to this ministry of Paul to Felix and see how he preached to him. You'll see firstly that Paul exposed Felix, the extortioner. He preached unto him righteousness. Now, this is the yardstick of uprightness. It is God's plumb line of what is true, what is square, and what is right on the mark. And it exposes every faulty thing that is amiss. And Felix came to this measure of, well, God's perfect standard, but he didn't measure up. And Paul warned him. Now, Felix was a politician, and of course, he played the game. He sought to please men, and as a man pleaser, he sought, well, he hoped that money should be given him of Paul. And that's why I'm calling this that Paul spoke to Felix as an extortioner. If you look there at verse 26, he hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul. And so here is this wicked man. He is got Paul the Apostle's life in his hands, and all he's interested in is money. Money was controlling him. Money was dictating to him how he lived, how he thought, and how he would decide on things. And if that's happening to you, be warned. Be warned that money is destroying you. The love of money is the root of all evil, and it is a destroyer. And Paul preached to Felix the extortioner, and I must warn you today that money, or the love of it, the abuse of it, the lust after it, will destroy you, because you'll make all the wrong decisions, certainly concerning your soul. And it is difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And you must be willing to do the right and count your soul more valuable than any earthly thing. And of course, to this, Felix trembled. And if you are trembling today, and you ought to, then I trust that you will come to be reconciled to the Lord through the grace of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Now, if you're a Christian, you don't need to tremble as Felix did. You don't need to tremble at all, because you're justified. You are covered in the snow-white righteousness of the Lord Jesus. You have made Christ to be the head of your heart and life, and you are trusting in his redeeming love to save your soul. You're not trusting in money or the almighty dollar, but rather you have Jesus as the Lord of your life, and you are reconciled unto him. And of course, that's what atonement means, that we are reconciled to God. So the first thing we see here in Paul's ministry to Felix, he preached to him as the extortioner with warning. And we need to take heed that we do not follow money before the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Then also Paul exposed Felix the adulterer, because he preached unto him temperance. Now, the word temperance today is usually associated with abstinence from alcohol or liquor. But when Paul preached to Felix, it meant sins of the body. Now, he claimed Drusilla as his wife, but in reality, Drusilla the Jewess was the wife of another man, a king called Azizus, king of Emesa. And Drusilla, therefore, was his mistress. And now they were living together in adultery. And Paul was warning Felix about his licentious living. Felix was a fornicator and a ruthless sinner who did not care about right or wrong, nor of self-control. And here Paul preached to him on those terms. Now, today we need to preach the gospel to the ungodly and warn them that your lifestyle matters, your choices of partner matters, and God blesses marriage, but everything outside of that, God will curse. And today, the marriage bed is defiled, adultery is rampant, young people sin heedlessly, fornication is practiced wildly, and there is little self-control. Dancing, dressing provocatively, young ladies, young girls dressing almost as if they were prostitutes on the street. And that lustful living, because it really is an invitation for lust, and it causes lust. And all of this, Paul preached, God will judge, and he preached temperance. Now, the Christian should be free from these things, for the gospel brings temperance into our lives. And by the power of the gospel, the Christian can say no to sin. Now, the Lord gives grace that we desire and that we may live in purity. The Holy Spirit comes in to these old sinful bodies of ours. The Holy Spirit takes up residence. Our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And it is the Spirit's work to purify, to sanctify, and to change us into the image of the Lord Jesus. And so the Christian will desire to walk, talk, dress, and live with godliness. And this is the power of the gospel at work in the believer's heart. But you won't have that power until you trust the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Until he comes to live within you, you will be powerless against all the lusts of the flesh and the sins of this world. And so I have to plead with you and ask you, have you been converted? Do you have a new heart? Are you born again? Are you truly saved, living in the very victory of Calvary in your life? Because that's what the Lord does. He brings Calvary into your life. And the power of Jesus' blood becomes now not only outward protection, but inward victory, that you might live above the world in sin. The Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1:3, and I'll give you a few seconds to turn that up, because we need to search the scriptures and look at what the Bible says on this. And it says to believers, 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. According to his divine power. When you are born again, when you are saved by grace, you receive God's power enabling you to say no to sin and enabling you to triumph over the power of sin. And here is Paul preaching to Felix temperance. Felix needed the victory of the gospel in his life. Otherwise, he would perish in his sin. And so will you. So will you. You'll die in your sins. You will be lost for all eternity unless in this world you have victory over sin by the Lord living within your heart. Thirdly, Paul exposed Felix the accuser. Now, Felix's role in this situation was as judge. And he was the accuser of Paul. At least he was to listen to all the accusations that were against him. And he called upon Paul to give answer for his deeds. But do you notice in this passage how the Apostle Paul turned the tables around and he took Felix to the truth of the judgment day. And he preached unto Felix judgment to come. Oh, that brought exposure to all and to Felix. Now, sin can be excused by men in this world, but not before the great judgment bar of God. Wrongs might be covered over in this world, but not at the great white throne of judgment, because hell awaits all the wicked. Hell is the rightful end of all who reject the Lord Jesus as their only Savior. And this judgment is certain. Paul preached to Felix of judgment to come. It's coming. It's like a great dam that is ready to burst. And all the reservoirs of water in the mountaintop is just ready to burst out. And right now, the mercy of God is extended. But when God takes away that hand of mercy, judgment is going to come. And sinners are going to be in the hands of an angry God. I don't want you to be in the hands of an angry God. I pray today that you will be saved, that you will run to the Lord Jesus and trust him as your Lord and as your Savior. Now, I wonder what excuses you may be making. You perhaps accuse the Bible. You would stand in judgment of the Word of God, and you stand in judgment of the life of the Lord Jesus. Well, I assure you, one day he's going to judge you. And he's going to send his fiery light into your life and expose your sins. How will you stand on that great day? How will you answer then? And so I plead with you to give your heart and trust him as your Savior today, that you might rejoice that your sin is covered by the Lord Jesus.
You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca, CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We are on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, call me free of charge from anywhere in Canada at 604-897-2040. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.